Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Beis, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Alef Amud Beis, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah on Daf Chav Alef Amud Beis, as the Mishnah stated, Shavuos Le'ichel V'achol Kol Shuchayev, the Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva held that if someone makes a Shavuos that he will not eat, even if he eats only a Kol Shu and not a Kazayas, he will be obligated to bring a Karban El V'yared if he did so B'Shegeg, and if he did so B'Mezid, he'd be Chayev Malkus. The Mishnah told us, Amul El Rabbi Kiva, that the Chum argued on Rabbi Kiva, and they said to Rabbi Kiva, Heichem Metzino B'ichel Kol that where do we find in any other Isna Torah where someone is also to eat something and they'd be chayiv if they eat less than a kazayas? And as we know, there's Allah l'mishim Sinai that the shir of achila is a kazayas. Our Gemara now begins that it's mashma from the words of the Chachamim that if Rabbi Kiva would be able to show that there is a place where there's an issa achila and even so you chayiv in less than a kazayas, then the same would apply b'negei a shvua. Even if a person made a shvua that he will not eat, and the issa would even apply to a kol shu. Keep in mind that previously on this amid we already saw that there's a machlekes between the Chacham and Rab Shimon in regard to all Isur in the Torah. As Rab Shimon holds that in regard to all Isur in the Torah, the shear is not a kazayas, but the shear is a kol shu. Even though there's a loch l'meshim Sinai that the shear of achila is a kazayas, that is only relevant to any other Isur in the Torah, the gei of the chiyav of a carbon, and one would only be obligated to bring a carbon if they ate a shear of a kazayas. However, been a gei of chiyav of malchus, then certainly you would be chayiv even b'kol shu, and the Rabbanan of course argued that b'chol terek kula the shir of achila is always a kazayas, and even l'gabi the chiyuv of malchus. Our Gemara now begins b'loi, is it true that we never find a shir of achila that's less than a kazayas a rein emola, but we find l'gabi the issa to eat an ant, any other sheretz, that even if you will eat less than a kazayas, one will eat a beria, then there'll be chayiv malchus. And as Rashi brings v'chin kol b'riyuk tano the livrei akol chayiv malchus, even the chacham that argued with Rav Shimon agreed that you be chayiv malchus. The time of Mesechta's Malchus, Amr Rav Shimon, Yatim Meidim Ba'ichel Lamol Kol Shu Shu Chayiv. Amr Loi, and Chacham responds to Rav Shimon, that it's true that we're made to you in that case, but that's only Mepleshi Kibriyasa, since it's a complete item, therefore it's Choshev, therefore one is Chayiv even B'Kol Shu. In the Maisa we see that someone could be over on the Issa of Achila, even with less than a Kazayas, and if so, the same should apply B'Negei is someone that makes a Shvur that he will not eat, and he should be Chayiv even B'Kol Shu. Gemara answers, B'Yashani. Although it's true that if you eat an entire nemola, you'll be chayiv. The reason why you're chayiv is not because we find that the shir of achila is less than a kazayas, but the reason is because it's considered chashuv. Therefore, you're chayiv even if it's less than a kazayas. However, you still haven't found an example where someone is chayiv on issa achila and less than a kazayas based on achila alone. The Gemara now continues and asks, very hegdish, that lemaisa we find b'negei hegdish that someone is chayiv mi'ila even if they eat less than a kazayas, and as long as it's a shavuputa. As Rashi states, Shum is chayiv me'ilu b'shavuputa v'afilu b'pachs b'chizayis, and therefore the same should apply b'negei shvua that one could be oiva the issa shvua even if they ate less than kazayis. However, the Gemara answers habi'inu shavuputa that even b'negei hegdish there is a shir and it's based on receiving hana of a shavuputa, and if so, we still didn't find a case where it would be an issa achila even if someone only ate a kolshu. And the Gemara continues very mefarish that l'maisa we know that even a chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva that if one specified at the time of that shvua, and will not even eat a kolshu. And for example, he stated shvua shle eichel kolshu, and then he ate a kolshu. Then it'll be chayiv. Therefore, we do see that it's possible to be oiva on a shvua even be kolshu. And if so, even be stam, we should say that a person's das is to ask themselves even be kolshu, and they should be chayiv if they ate a kolshu. And the Gemara answers mefarish nami keber yadami that the reason why the Chacham agree that if Reuven stated shvua shle eichel kolshu that he'll be chayiv is because he was achshave, and therefore it's ma. Like a barrier, and Rashi states, "Mefarish the shvua kebarya b'shari suring dami as bria time mai mishum de chashiva mefarish nami iu achshiva de asriel." It's only in a case where he actually specified and he stated shvua shleichel kolshu he was achshave and therefore he'll be chayiv even on a kolshu. However, in a case where he only stated that I'm making shvua that I will not eat and he said it's stoma and he was not mefarish, then he wasn't achshave and therefore the issa will only be on a kazayas and not on kolshu. The Gemara continues and is very. Offer that we find if someone made a shvua that I will not eat offer, that certainly offer is not something that's a bar achila, and therefore the chiyuv should even be on a kol shu. Rashi states the kasal kadaita the kibin la bar achila leshayach beishir achila v'chayiv b'kol shu. If so, even in a case where a person made a shvua that I won't eat, then he should be chayiv even b'kol shu. Ein Rabbeinu Chananel that the Gemara will now ask that im toima ad ikka kazayis she'in achila v'pachas b'kazayis, and if you're going to tell me that the only time that someone will be chayiv when they make a shvua shvur that they will not eat offer is only if they ate a kazayas, and there is no difference between a person making a shvur that will not eat offer or if a person made a shvur that will not eat. And in all cases, one is only chayiv if they ate a kazayas. We continue on daf chaf beis min aleph, and if so, el tifshet b'ayi rava, then we should be able to be pashut the shayla rava, as we will see a bit later on daf chaf beis min aleph. Rava asked the shayla in a case where Reuven stated shvur shlo yichel offer ve'achol b'kama. If he made a shvur that will not eat dirt, and then he ate dirt, how much does he have to eat in order to be chayiv? L'chayiv from our Mishnah, tifshet ad ikka kazayas, we should be able to be pashut that the only time you'll be chayiv is only if you ate a kazayas. And l'chayiv, since Rava is not pashut the shayla from our Mishnah, therefore it would seem that there is a possibility that one would be chayiv for eating offer, even b'kalshu. And if so, how could the Chacham state that we never find a case where one would be chayiv for eating less than a kazayas? Therefore, similarly, when a gay person that made a shvur shloy eichel that will not eat, he should even be chayiv b'kalshu. And why did the Chacham answer this question to Rabbi Kiva? And the Gemara answers, ki kamrinon b'midah b'achila kamrinon, that in a chenami, the Chacham only meant to say, we never find when a gay is something which is a b'achila that's possible to be even that with less than a kazayas, even though certainly in regard to something that's not a barachila, then it is possible to find one would be oiva even b'kolshu. And the Gemara finally is very kainamais, that we know that if Reuven states kainam kika zu'alai, that I'm making this kika like hegdish, then the din is that it becomes asa to him, even though it's mutter to everyone else. As we will see on this amid, that Rapapa will state machlekes b'shvuais al b'kainamais dirakol b'kolshu, that all will agree that the issa of kainamais would even be by a kolshu, and therefore the same should apply b'negei shvua, that she even be asa b'kolshu. The Gemara responds, kainamis nami k'mefarish dami, since when a person makes a shvua using the lashon of kainam, he doesn't mention anything about achila, and all he says is kainam kikazu alai, and he's making it like hegdish. It's only in regard to kainamis that one will be chayiv even b'kolshu, but when someone specifies lashon achila, then they will only be chayiv once to eat a full kazayis, and ayin rashi k'mefarish dami, l'fisha inu maske b'shem achila, kolshu kamar. It's not mashma that this has anything to do with being achshavei, and if so, why is the Gemara state that it's kemefarish dami? And we have Ayin Ridva who states v'yesh gersin kibriya dami v'l'ravcha demilsa nakatle mishum damin le'el demefarish dine kibriya da achshavei b'diburei. And l'chayu Rashi seems to mean that since he didn't mention a lashon achila, therefore it's as if he specified that I want to be oivah even if I eat a kolshu, and it's as if he was mefarish that I want to be oivah even b'kolshu. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Amalan and hecha mitzina b'medabu v'envi karbin shezem medabu v'envi karbin. Rabbi Kiva responded to Chachamim, where do we find such a chumrah that even though someone just spoke that they're going to bring a carbon, since b'negei yeshvur we find even though he just spoke that will be chayav to bring a carbon eidl v'yared, and as Tesis pointed out on daf chaf alvam beis, as hilkach kivin de chomer daita yakolshu. The Gemara now is v'loi, is it true that someone that's medabu will never be chayav to bring a carbon? Very megadev that we know Rabbi Kiva hold that if someone's megadev that they'll be chayav to bring a carbon chatos. How could Rabbi Kiva l'shitasa state that we never find that someone that's a medaber will be made a carbon? And as Rashi brings down, Mevarachas Hashem, the polg Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan bequeases, v'om megadif may be carbon. And the Gemara answers, medaber isa kamrinon, v'hai medaber chaytehu. Rabbi Kiva just means that we never find someone could create an isa through Dibur and then be chayv to bring a carbon. Hashem came by megadif, speaking itself is the actual isa, and by being medaber he was chaytehu, and certainly in that case it makes sense that he'll have to bring a carbon chatos. And the Gemara now continues and asks, very nazir, that you just stated that you're looking for a case that's similar to the case of a shvua, where you're being medaber v'isa. So l'chayu, we find a case b'negei a nazir. We have Reuven just states, I want to be a nazir. Then he becomes a nazir, and he's also b'yayin, and he's also to be metamil l'meisim, he's also b'teglachas. As Rashi brings, who may be carbon b'yayim teglachtai, and therefore we see that it's possible that a medaber v'isa can bring a carbon. Therefore, there is no major chiddush b'negei a shvua. Gemara explains, may be carbon al diburu kamrinon, v'hai may be carbon l'shturi le'chamruhu d'kamaisi. What Rabbi Kiva meant is that we never find that someone could be medaber and based on being machlef diburai and going against his dibur, that it could be chayiv a carbon. The reason why Nazir brings a carbon, not because he was oivah on his dibur, he brings a carbon at the end of his naziris in order to be matter himself once again to drink wine. Therefore, he can't bring a raya from the case of a Nazir. Ayin Rajba v'lesler Rabbi Kiva k'rabalazah kapa da'am Nazir chaytuhu. The Rajba continues, v'nazir shenit manami shemevi carbon, that even though we know that a Nazir became tamei brings a carbon in order to restart his naziris, ainin mevi al-chatai, ha-be-pesa-pisa mesala v'anasu, that a Nazir will even bring a carbon even if he became tamei ba'inis. Nazirus, the carbon lochalov Nazirus Bitaira, Ayin Shom. But the Gemara now is very hegdish, and as Rashi explains, Shemadabav Isabidibur Eshu Makdish, that someone could speak and ask through their words whatever he was Makdish, then Hechtelitibur, even Nenem Menu, maybe carbon Elah, and if he goes against his words, he's Nenem from this item, then he'll bring a carbon Elah, and therefore we do find someone that's Medabah, that's maybe carbon, and the Gemara answers, Isla Atma Kamrinon, Bahi Isa Kala Ilum Kulehu, that in the Kanami we find a case where a person brings a carbon, but that's been a gay hegdish, where once he makes this hegdish, then he asks this thing on the entire world, and therefore it's very chomer that you'll be able to bring a carbon. However, Rabbi Kiva meant that we never find a case where someone is medaber and asks on himself something that will not be us necessarily on the rest of the world. Even so, when he goes against his dibra and his hechlof dibra, it will be chayyah to bring a carbon. And the Gemara continues, Hare kainamais, that we find that if someone says, kainam kika zelai, even though a kainam is similar to the dinim of shvua, but the maisa has dinim of hegdish as well, as he used the lashon of kainam, there is a shita that we will see later on that holds that if one is evil on the kainam, then they'll be chayyah to bring a carbon ilah. Therefore, we see that even in a case where someone is medaber and they only create an isra on themselves, that there's a possibility to bring a carbon. As Rashi states, Vare kainamish le osra el Allah, vim achel menu kasaka daita to maybe carbon ilah, shakainim lashon hegdishu. Gemara answers, kasava imi ilah be kainamais. Rabbi Kiva holds that the dinim ilah doesn't apply to a kainam, and one would not bring a carbon ilah. And as Rashi states, imi ilah be kainamais, the like kareena be mekachi Hashem, shwe chulun hu eitzel kol adam, lemaisa, this kikar is still mutter to everyone else. It's really another way to make a shvua. Before we continue, let us see the top two tesis on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Taisin Diyu Maskel Varei Megadev points out, Hachinami have a motzal mifrak mishvua se'edis, v'had the park mir Megadev, mishun dafilu chattis kavua maisi, as we find they even bring chattis kavua, and not only an oil of yared. Taisin Diyu Maskel Varei Hegdish points out, Taima my parach, that what is the Gemara's question, the name of the mastis in Hachikama, that let us say that there's a big chiller between Hegdish and the shvua, as Hechem Etzinu Medabu may be carbon al diburai b'leishu maisa, as been a gay shvua, a person is bringing carbon just based on dibur without any maisa, shezem medabu may be carbon b'leishu maisa, kagain shvua sha'icha v'lei achal, and for example, in a case where a person made a shvua that he will eat and he doesn't eat, and even though he doesn't actually do another action, he will still be chayyid to bring a carbon al b'yayrid, abal hegdish may be carbon al masha achal sha'asa maisa, and the only time that he'll bring a carbon when someone makes something hegdish, not b'dibur ba'almor, as the only way that he'll be chayiv is only if he also does an action afterwards and he's mail behegdish. Gemara now continues, Amurava machlekes bistam abon farish divar kol b'kol shu, that even though we saw machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, that is only in a case where someone made a shvua stoma, and for example he said shvua shloi eichol. However, as we previously saw, that even the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Kiva that if Reuven is mefarish and he says shvua shloi eichol kol shu, then certainly he'd be chayiv. My time was the reason mefarish nami kibriya dami, that if someone is mefarish and explicitly states that he wants to make a shvua on a koshu, then he's achshavei, and therefore it has the same status as a bria. And even though benegeda issa not to eat in a mala, the issa achila only applies if one eats a kezayis. However, once you have a complete namala and it's a davar shalem, then one would even be chayev a koshu, as lemais it's a davar chashuv, and the same would apply someone that specifies shvua shle eichel koshu. The Gemara continues, v'amar Rava, and Rava also stated machlekes b'shle eichel avon b'shle etayim divrei akol b'koshu, that the only machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim is only where he stated that I will not eat, and then he went and ate. And the question is if he would be chayev b'koshu or only because Zayas. However, if Reuven made a shvua that I will not taste something, then it is if he specified that it should be chayev even b'koshu, and it will be chayev even if he only eats a koshu. And the Gemara asks pshita that l'chayev it's pashut, as he didn't say a lashon achila, and he only said a lashon te'ima. The Gemara answers ma'arutema etaim nami k'da amri inchi, that even when someone uses a lashon of etaim, it should be based on common usage, and people say the lashon etaim when they really are speaking about eating. And as Rashi states, ma'arutema etaim nami lashon achiluhu k'da amri inchi nitoy midi, and therefore one would only be chayiv if they ate a kezayis, kamash blon, that they're going to be chayiv even if they ate a kolshu. And the mefarshim is that l'chayev if there's the lashon le adam and b'shvuis we go based on lashon le adam, why is it that you'd be chayiv b'kolshu if l'maisa he said etoim, and etoim is lashon achila, and as we advise, is kashutli v'aloi ben adam halachach lashon le adam v'im kein l'ma chayiv v'yishleimah dehachinami amin shinitoim afilu al kolshu v'kivan shekein emenichin ikka lashon v'pei shepa'am oimim nitoim b'kazayis inami d'lo'ilam b'lashon le adam kolshu mashma v'hoda am l'chavri nitoim v'achal tuva v'yishat tzadikim oimim ma'at v'oisin harbei v'ava b'negiyah shvuah, where they're not trying to invite someone or to tell someone that they're going to eat and then do more, then certainly they meant to ask it on themselves, even a kolshu, and not only a kezayis. It could also be that Ritva is pointing out that certainly it's not proper to make shvuos, and therefore this person is not a tzaddik, and this klal would not apply to this person. And the Ritva continues with the third shot, inami the hasim who da'amir inshi chad l'chavrei al ki omul l'nafshei da'itet ha'im akolduhu ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Amra Papa, Rav Papa states, machlekes b'shvuos, that the only machlekes between Rabbi Kimin and Chachamim is only b'negei shvua, as a person mentioned, l'ashen achila, al b'kinom is divrei akol b'kolshu. And if someone says, k'inim kikazeh alai, then the chiyuv would be even on a kolshu, and my taima, k'inom is nami, kivin like karmitka shmod achila, k'inom is farish dami, as we explained previously, and I didn't taste the demon mask of the Kainomis, the real Kobe Koshu, Tamer, the Homakoinim Hegdish, the Eu Gufe, Le Osel, Mishun, the Havik Hegdish, the Hegdish Boy, Sharbuta, and with the Gay Hegdish, we saw that there is a shear of a Sharbuta, or with the Gay Kainomis, Rav Papa just taught us that one will be Chayiv, even the Koshu. Mark continues, Mesfe, let's ask a question of Rav Papa, how could Rav Papa state that the shear for Kainomis is even a Koshu, but the Mice, we have a Bryce that states, Shne Kainomis Mitstafin, Shte Shvuis, A Mitstafin, that Tanakama holds that someone makes two kainomis, then they would be mitzdarif in order to equal a kezayis. If someone made two shvuos, then they would not be mitzdarif to the share of a kezayis. The Brisa continues, Rav Meir Imer kainomis kishvuos, that just like two pieces will not be mitzdarif in a gei shvua, so the same would apply in a gei kainomis, and they would not be mitzdarif in a gei kainomis. And the Gemara now is, for Isaac daita chayiv b'kolshu, lomil mitzdarif, and l'chir, if the Issa kainomis even applies to a kolshu, why would it be a requirement of tziruf at all? Certainly, once a person eats a kolshu, then they'll already be chayiv. And the Gemara answers, the Amar Achilim Mizu Alai Koinim, Achilim Mizu Alai Koinim. And as Rashi explains, Hashasak Daite, Lefishiska, Shem Achil Azu, Visham Achil Azu, that the Bryce is not speaking about a standard Koinim where a person did not mention the Lashon Achila, and instead we're talking about a scenario where a person mentioned the Lashon Achila, but he also said the Lashon Koinim. Therefore, even Rav Papa would agree that the only chayiv would be if he ate a full kezayis, and that's why the Bryce teaches us that Koinomis would be mitzdarif, and even if he ate a half a zayis from this kikar and a half a zayis from another kikar, you would be chayiv, as ultimately you ate a full kezayis. However, the Gemara continues and asks, ihachi, that if we're talking about a case where a person made two separate kainamis, used the lashon achila by both of those kainamis, so am I mitzdarfis? Why would the Chacham even say that they would be mitzdarif? Save, zilahacha lek l'shira, v'zilahacha lek l'shira. These are completely separate kainamis. Therefore, when you ate a half a kezayis of one kikar and a half a kezayis of the other kikar, you didn't do the full issa at all. And the Gemara explains the Amma Achilu Mishteim Alai Koinam, that in the Chanami the case is not a scenario where he said Achilu Mizu Alai Koinam, Achilu Mizu Alai Koinam, as certainly in that case he made two separate Koinamis and they can't be Mitzarev. But we're talking about a case where Reuven had two Kikrais in front of him. At one time he said that I should be also to both of these Kikrais like a Koinam and like a Karbin. And although generally he'd been a Gei Koinam, he'd be Chayiv even Mekolshu, but since he used Lashon Achila, therefore his share would be a Kezayis. But the Maisa, because he placed them into one koinim, so therefore you can starve part of one kikar and a part of the other kikar in order to have them combined to the share of a kezayis. But the Gemara now is the kavosa gabi shvuas to amma shvuas loy eichel mishteyan amai imitstarfin. If you're explaining that the case of the Brisa is in a scenario where Reuven stated achil mishteyan and like koinim, and that's why they mitstarf, then lechiru the same should apply by the gei shvuah. Certainly, if a person said shvuas loy eichel mishteyan, then he made one shvuah that's relevant to both of these kikrais, and therefore certainly they should be mitzdarev. How does the Tanakhama differentiate between koinomis and shvuos? We stated shnei koinomis mitzdarfin, shnei shvuos e mitzdarfos. Ayin Rashi amai e mitzdarfos harein shtein his geshem achila achas. And the Gemara answers Amar Pinchas shani shvuos mitech shechalukas chatois e mitzdarfos. In a chenami there is a chila between a shvuah and a koinom. There is a special din b'degei shvuah. Even if a person only uses one lashon shvuah, but he says I'm asking on myself two separate items. And for example, in our case, we spoke about two separate kikaris, and the chiyuv to bring a carbon ilubiyarid would apply to each one individually, even if they were eaten behelam echad. However, that same din doesn't apply b'negei kainamais, as if someone does an issa behelam echad, then they'll only be chayiv to bring one carbon. Therefore, although b'negei shvuah, the achilas cannot be mitzdafis. However, b'negei kainamais, his achilas could be mitzdafin, and we will see Rashi once we finish this piece of the Gemara. The Gemara now continues and focuses on the second sheet of the Brisa. As the Gemara now is, if you're telling me that there is a chil between koinomis and shvuos, then how could Rameya state koinomis are kishvuos, as bishleim shvuos, hoyo v'chalukas chatois, Pinchas, as we can understand that Shavuos are not mitzdarif, based on the explanation of our Pinchas, that Shani Shavuos, Mentech Shechalukas Chatois, a mitzdarifois, El Kreinomis, Amai Loi, but with the gay Kreinomis, why would they not be mitzdarif? Reuven only used one Lashon Achila, he stated Achilim Shteim, like Koinam. The Gemara responds, Enechanami Epoch, that we have to switch around the Shita Rameo. Enechanami Rameo did not state Kreinomis Keshvois, but Rameo Emes, Shavuos Kreinomis, the less later Pinchas, Rameo hold that Shavuos are like Kreinomis, and just like Kreinomis are mitzdarif, so Shavuos would also be mitzdarif, and he doesn't hold of the Svar Pinchas. Gemara continues and goes back to its original question that the Gemara asked from the Brisa that stated Shnei Kreinomis mitzdarfin, and the Gemara asked from Papa, Ravina brings another teretz that Ki Kamar Papa in Yamalkas, that Rapapa stated that Kreinomis is Chayyab Bekoshu, that was only Benegay the Chayyab Malkas, and Ki Tanya Hil in Yakarbin, to be in Sharputa, in the Chanami, when we have a Machlekis in the Brisa, Benegay Shnei Kreinomis, if the mitzdarfin or not mitzdarif, that is specifically talking about the Chayyab to bring a carbon Me'ilah. Rapapa agrees that in order for someone to be Chayyab to bring a carbon Me'ilah, if they made a Kreinom, would only be Chayyab if they had a gnaw of a Sharaputa or more. When the Tanakhama stated Shnei Kreinomis mitzdarfin, just means that they would be mitzdarf to the share of a Sharaputa in order to bring a carbon if you were Oiva on this Issa B'Shoigeg. However, in a Chanami, if someone was Oiva on this Issa of Kreinomis B'Mezid, then he would be Oiva even B'Kolshu, and certainly there would be no need to be mitzdarif. And in Tesis, who explains that even according to the Teretz Rabina, still required the explanation of Rapinchas in order to explain the chiluk between Kreinomis and Shvuos, and why is it that Benegei Kreinomis they would be mitzdarif, and Benegei Shvuos they would not be mitzdarif? Well, the Tesis points out that the benefit of the Teretz Ravina is that we won't have to be mepech the Shita Rameo, I in the bottom Tesis. The Gemara now continues, and let us keep in mind that according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, then the Brisa could be speaking about the Chiyuv Malkus and not Benegei Chiyuv Korban, as it's possible that everyone agrees that Ein Me'ilah B'Kreinomis, and you would not be chayav to bring a Korban Me'ilah. However, since Ravina just explained that the Brisa is referring to a chiyuv to bring a korban me'ilah, so clearly the rabbanon hold that yesh me'ilah b'kainamais, and the gemara therefore is l'meimer the sar rabbanon yesh me'ilah b'kainamais. According to Ravina, it will come out that the rabbanon hold that yesh me'ilah b'kainamais. The gemara will now bring a brisa in order to prove otherwise. As v'atanya, as we learn to the brisa, hikazu hegdish va'achla bein hu bein chaver ma'al l'fikach yesh l'pidyon. Reuven says that this kikah should be mamish hegdish. This kikah has all dinim of hegdish. It's not only a personal issa, but it will be also akuli alma, just like regular hegdish, and therefore, if anyone eats this piece of hegdish, so it doesn't make a difference if he ate it or if his friend ate it, then they would be oivan the isum ilah, and they would be chayav to bring a karma ilah. The din and pidyon would apply to this kikra as well, and as Rashi points out, and this has a regular din of hegdish. However, Rameya continues, kikazu alai hegdish, hu mal chaveru le mal, lefikach in la pidyon div Rameya, that if Reuven stated that this kikra should be kehegdish, then the kikra is not mamish hegdish and only becomes us to him as if he made a kreinim and he made a shvur that I can't eat this kikar. Therefore, if he eats this kikar, then he'd be chayiv to bring a korban ilah. However, if his friend eats this kikar, then certainly his friend would not be chayiv as it's not considered hegdish legabi his friend. In addition, you wouldn't be able to be paid to the kikar, and as Rashi states, in la pidyon la tiriloi, shalei nem pidyon b'isurin, certainly you can't be paid to an item in order to take an issa off. And the chiddush of pidyon is an exclusive din that is relevant to hegdish, only relevant where an item is mamish hegdish. And we continue on dafchav beis and beis v'chav ma'imrim bein hu bein chaveru loy mal l'fisha'im me'ilu b'kainamais, and the chacham specifically state that both he or his friend would not be mal, as there is no concept of me'ilu b'negei kainamais. Therefore, one would not be chayev a karba me'ilu b'negei kainamais. L'maisa Ravina just taught us that l'fida chachamim the Brice is speaking about a karba me'ilu and yesh me'ilu b'kainamais. Because of this question, the Gemara states epoch that we should switch around the shitais of this Brice, as echad zev loy mal l'fisha'im me'ilu b'kainamais div Rameya, and Rameya is the man that hold a meal b'kainamais, v'chamayim hu mal v'chaver le'mal, as the chacham hold that yesh meal b'kainamais. However, he is the only one that will be moil, his friend will not be moil, and this works out according to Ravina, as l'maisa the shita chacham is that yesh meal b'kainamais. The Gemara now continues that based on the way that we just switched around this brisa, it comes out that Rameya holds a meal b'kainamais, and he hachi, and if so, Rameya b'kainamais k'shvois. In the prior brisa, Rameya stated that Kreinomis has a din like Shvuos, and they're both not mitzdarif, and the Gemara is medayik, El Kreinomis is terufu de lo mitzdarfi, that's mashma from the Brisa, that two half a prutois cannot be mitzdarif, benegea Kreinomis, hami ila isbu, but it's mashma that there would be a chiyuv me'ilah, and one would bring a korban me'ilah if they were nena a full sharaputa from either one of these kikrais. The only thing that doesn't apply is the ability to be mistarev to chatzei zesim. Therefore, the Gemara is v'aramei emilu b'kainamitz klal. Now that we mepech the second brisa, we saw that Ramea holds echadzeh v'echadzeh leimal if she emilu b'kainamitz. The Gemara explains that in a chenami, the way we understand the first brisa is the dvarim de rabbanan kamalu. Ramea was only responding according to the shita of the rabbanan that lididi emilu b'kainamitz klal. I hold that there's never a chiyuv to bring a korban me'ilah at all. Therefore, certainly the din of tziruf is not relevant to the din of me'ilah. However, lididchu oidli mi'ez the kainamis kishvus, but at least according to your shita, you hold that yesh me'ilah b'kainamis, since we know that b'negei shvus tu chatzei zesim and not mitzdarev, so l'chayr the same din should apply b'negei kainamis tu chatzei zesim should not be mitzdarev. However, Rabbanan argue as shvus ikad rapinchas kainamis lekad rapinchas, that certainly there's a chilah between shvus and kainamis. As b'negei shvus, we have the svar rapapa that shvus achalukas l'chatois, therefore tu hef zesim can be mitzdarev. However, the svar rapinchas doesn't apply to kainamis, and therefore tu hef zesim would not be mitzdarev b'negei kainamis in order to be mechayev someone to bring a korban me'ilah. Now that we finished this sugya, let us go back to the bottom tesis on the chav bezim aleph. And tesis explains, as we already explained, Ravina nami taimed rabbanan k'rab pinchas k'demasuk b'samach ubor Ravina l'chadish the insarach lema ibach the kiyun rab meir lav taimed nafshei kama el d'rein rabbanan kamalu k'dekam b'samach. As we just explained, tesis is still bothered that even according to the teretz of Ravina, he had to switch around the second brisa and we changed the sheet of rabbanan with the sheet of rab meir. Tesis explains that tfei nichale lafuchid rab meir rabbanan behi b'sraisa demaisi melagiu lahapich rab meir mishund bein shvus l'kenomis b'kenomis l'shvus like Toyotana, as certainly we find many cases where the Tana makes a mistake between the Manda Umrim, where the Ravina doesn't like the first Teretz of the Gemara, as according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, he had to explain that the Tana the Braisa made a mistake, and he stated Ramei Oime Kainamis Keshvuis, even though he really meant to say Ramei Oime Shvuis Kainamis. It doesn't make sense that a Tana would make a mistake in the Ikadin of the Braisa. Also, let us see Rashi, Diva Maskal Matech Shechaluk Chesachatois. However, we won't explain Rashi in great detail, as Rashi states, that there's a special din with the Geir Shvua, even though it was Behelam Echad, you would still be chayiv to bring two korbanos. And as we will see in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis and Beis, Shvua Shlo Eichel Pas Chitin, Pas Sa'irin, Pas Kusbin, Ba'ochel Chayiv Al Kol Achaz Va'achaz, Ma'asin Le'Bateris Koinim, Mivahoye Ki Yeshem La'achaz Me'ila, Le'chayiv Al Kol Achaz Va'achaz. And therefore, when someone said that I'm making shvur that I'm not going to eat this kikar and this kikar, that's considered as two separate shvuris. Hilkach ki ochel mizu chetzi shir, mizu chetzi shir, emet zafois. Aval kainamis in chalukas lashamis. However, b'negei kainamis, according to the man the omad, that yesh me'ilah b'kainamis. And if someone's over on their kainam, they bring a kar me'ilah. One would not bring two separate asham me'ilahs. He's nena on two different items behelam echad. And as Rashi states, nena v'chazav nena behelam. And as we learn in Mesechta Me'ila, Tziruf is Me'ila, the Zman Meruba, in Bishnei Alamois, Afilu Mechadim in Aronami, Bechein in Malkis, in Basra Achas, Chadu de Loki, Vi Bishnei Esrais, Afilu Mechadim in Ayo, Shrei Oiva, the Chayz of Oiva, Kedetnan, Nazar Shrei Shoysa, Yain Kol Yem Kula, in Chayv al-Achas, Amulay al-Tishta al-Tishta, Vu Shoysa, Chayv al-Kolachas v'Achas, Ayin Shom. Our Gemara now continues, Amar Rava, that Rava stated, Shvua Shle Oicha, V'Ochel Ofer Pata, Ruvi made a Shvua that he won't eat, and then he ate dirt, then he will be potter. That is not considered a maisa achila, and therefore, even if he ate a kezayis of offer, he will still be potter. However, by Rabba, shvur shloi oichel offer bekama, that if Ruvin stated that I'm making shvur, that I won't eat offer, then how much does he have to eat in order to be chayiv? And Rabba explains, kivin the omash shloi oichel daite a kezayis, that do we say that since he used lashon achila, therefore his das is on a kezayis, and with feed rabbanon, he will only be chayiv if he ate a share of a kezayis, or idilma kivin lab midi the achli inche, he will be kosher. Or do we say that since it's not something which is normally eaten, therefore even though he used Lashon Chila, certainly it's as if he was Mefarish, that he wants to be Chayiv even if he ate a Kolshu, and the Gemara ends off, Teku. The Gemara now continues, by Rava, that Rava asked another Shaila, and Rashi points out that this is based on an Intim Salema, that if you will say that if Ruvin made a Shvua that will not eat Afar, it will be Chayiv even if he ate only a Mashu. And Rava now asks, Shvua Shla'ichel Chatzim Bekama, that Ruvin makes a Shvua that won't eat grape seeds, which is generally something that's not eaten, and at what point would he be chayiv? Once again, Rava explains his two tzadim, kiven the misachel al yedei teruvus daite kazayis. Do we say that it's not like offer? Since people do eat grape seeds, combining them together with grapes, therefore, when he made the shvua, he meant to say that I'm only going to be chayiv if I ate a full kazayis of grape seeds. Or do we say that grape seeds are similar to offer, as kiven the loy be'ene achle inchi daite amashu, as since a person doesn't eat them be'en and only eats them al yedei teruvus, so if a person makes a shvua that I won't eat grape seeds, then he must have meant to say, I want to be usher to eat even a mashu of grape seeds. And once again, the Gemara ends off teku. The Gemara now continues, Boy Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi asked the following question, and Rashi points out, Rav Ashi's question is based on Intim Salema, that if a regular person would state, Shvua Shloi Eichel Chartzen, that they would only be over if they ate a kezias of grape seeds. And Rav Ashi now asks, Nazir Sha'ama Shvua Shloi Eichel Chartzen Bekama, that maybe that is specifically the din, Benegay, a regular person, as he doesn't have an issa to eat chatzin, and therefore by him making a shvua that it's also for me to eat chatzin, then certainly that shvua will be chal, and it will only be over if he ate a kezias. However, benegi and nazir, when in any case it's also for him to eat chatzin, and if he ate a kezias of chatzin, he would be over on his naziris, and he'd be chayiv malchus. And since a person knows that a shvua is not chal on a dava also, so certainly the nazir couldn't mean that I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to eat a kezias of chatzin. As Rav Ashi continues to explain, as kiven the kezias isur deraisu ki kamishtaba atayr kamishtaba v'daitei amashu, do we say that since the nazir knows that kezias of chatzin was already usher to him, so when he made the shvua, he must have made the shvua on something that was mutar, and it's as if the nazir was mefarish even a kol shvua should be usher? Or do we say kiven the amash loy oichol daitei kezias, or the maisa since he used the term of achila, so therefore his das was on a kezias, and since he was already usher to eat a kezias of chatzin, so therefore the shvua would not be chal at all. If he ate a kezias of chatzin, he would only be over on the issa of naziris, and he would not be over on the issa of shvua, and he would not be chayev to bring a korban. In Rashi, mi amrin on kiven the kezias also lev yodehu shein shvua cholav ki yishtaba ter yishtaba apachas me kezias lo yoyim mushba lo misinai. Or do we still say that daite a kezias and ve'in kan shvua? And I in Taisa diu maskala ter kam yishtaba, that Taisa points out that the shayla of Rav Ashi is even according to Rabbi Yechon, the omer chatzis shia asum natera, asiboyed Rav Ashi, the mistomach Rav Yechon Srile, the kaimel and kavose, as mistomach Rav Ashi would hold like Rav Yechon, as we pass like Rav Yechon, chatzis shia is asum natera, and even so Rav Ashi has a shayla, as behind taima, the kivin de leka eli suru ba'alma, lechoshu le mushba va'oimed, and Taisa continues, inami, le Rav Yechon and Farish, atera kamishtaba, kagoin lehonish leka derachan asai, the kaimel and kol isurin shabitera, in leka lehen, el kederachan asan, vafil isu ba'alma leka medurisa, el medrabanon, and even Rabbi Yechon would agree that this issa would not be Midiraisa, it would only be an issa drabanon, and therefore he's not considered Mujba Va'im Ma'asinai unless in a Kazayas. However, Ayin Ramban, who specifically states that our Gemara is going only Lefi the Shita Rabbi Shlokish and not like Rabbi Yechon, Ayin Rajba and Ritva, that they explain, even according to Rabbi Yechon, that Chetzi Shir Osman Atira, where the sense of a Nazir would only eat a Kol Shul of Chatzin, they would only have an issa and not be Chayim Malkus. Once he makes a Shvua and it would apply to a Kol Shul, and if he would be Oiva B'mezid, he'd be Chayim Malkus, so this is considered an Issa Moisef, and we would therefore say that the Issa of the Shvua can be Chal, even though there was a prior Issa of Naziris. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a Raya from the next Mishnah, as the Mishnah teaches us, Shvua Shalai Eichel, that if Reuven makes a Shvua that he won't eat, the Ochel Nevelus who trefish, Gatzav Ramasim Chayiv, the Tanakama hold that he'd be Chayiv, Rab Shimon Paita, and Rab Shimon hold that he'd be Pata, and Vavinim Ba Mai Chayiv, and the Gemara is bothered that according to Chamim, how could it be that Reuven would be Chayiv if he ate Nevelus trefish, Gatzav Ramasim, if Mujba Vo'im Masinayu? The Gemara explains that Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yechon the Amri, or some agrees, Rav Shmuel the Amri Tavayu, the Kirl Dvarim Mutarim and Dvarim Asurim, the Mishnah specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven made a Shvua that I won't eat at all, and therefore not only was he also to Dvarim Asurim, but he also was also to Dvarim Mutarim. As Rashi previously explained, Migdu Chayle Shvua al Mutarim, Chayle Name at Dvarim Asurim, but Issa Shvua, Rav Shimon, Lesle Issa Chal Issa, Afil Ali De Koilo. The Gemara then brought down the Sheet of Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish doesn't want to give the same teretz as Rav Shmuel, as Reish Lakish holds that once someone is Mujba Va'im Masinai, even Rabbanan agree that the Issa would not be Chal, even Ali De Koilo, and therefore Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish explained that Iyat Moitze El Ibn Farish Chatzishia Valibid Rabbanan, that either the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven made a Shvua, they will not even eat a Kol Shu, and as we previously explained, that certainly according to the Sheet of Reish Lakish that holds that that Chetzi Shia is not Asma Natera, and certainly the Shvu is not made on Sunday, it was Mujavah Ibn Hasinai, and even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it holds that Chetzi Shia is Asma Natera. However, as we saw from Taisis, since even according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Chetzi Shia is Asma Natera, there is only an Issa and there is no Chiyu Malkas, therefore a Shvu, which will be Chayiv him Malkas, can be Chal on a Chetzi Shia. Rish Lakish continues, Ibistam, Valdi Rabbi Kivit, Amma, Adam Issa Atzme Bekalshu, will the fear of a Kivit that holds that a person that makes a Shvu is even Asa to eat a Kalshu, then certainly this case could be in a case where he made a Shvu'ah stama. Once again, on any Achila of Pachas Mikizayas, you're not Mujbah Va'im Mahasinai on a Baelish Trefus, Shkotzim or Masim, and therefore the Shvu'ah could be Chal. The Gemara now continues and brings its Raya, Va'an Avela, the Mujbah Va'im Mahasinai, who the Chichatz and Lagabi Nazar Damya, that the Issa and Avela to a regular person that's considered Mujbah Va'im Mahasinai is similar to the case of grape seeds for a Nazar that's also Mujbah Va'im Mahasinai, and we see the Reish Lakish stated that according to Rabbanon, only reason why the Shvu'ah would be Chal on Pachas Mechizayis is because he explicitly stated that I want my Shvu'ah to be Chal on Pachas Mechizayis. It's Muchach Holy Parish Daitei Kizayis that if he didn't explicitly state that I want to be Chal on Pachas Mechizayis, and since he used the Lashon Achila, so the Shvu'ah would only be Chal on a full Kizayis, and Lemaisa can't be Chal at all because he's Mishbah Va'im Mehasinai. And similarly, in the case of Ashi, if a Nazir makes a Shvu'ah, then he won't eat Chatzin, and since he used the Lashon Achila, so therefore the Shvu'ah could only be Chal on a full Kizayis, and Lemaisa, since he was Mujbah Va'im Masinai, so the Shvu'ah would not be Chal. And the Gemara ends off Shmar Minor, that is a good Raya. The Gemara continues, El Tifshit Bay Rava, and L'Chari, based on this, we should also be Peshit the Shaila of Rava, Shvu'ah Shalai Eichel Afa Bekama. As Rava asks, what would be the share if someone said that I'm making a Shvu'ah that I won't eat Afa, which is not Roy Lachila, and Tifshit to Adik Kizayis, and we should be Peshit that even though it's not Roy Lachila, but since he used Lashon Achila, therefore the only time he'll be Chayiv is only if he ate a full Kizayis. And my raya is the Hanavela Ka'afadamya, Benegay Yisrael, and the Vela is not a Barachila, and therefore it should be similar to Afar. Even so, time of the Parish, Halei Parish, Daitei Kizayis, and similarly we saw the same din, Benegay Chatzanim of a Nazir. However, the Gemara explains that from the case of Nevelois, we can't bring a raya to the Shaila of Rava Benegay Afar, and as the Gemara states, Loi, Afar la Barachilu Klal, that although Afar is not Barachila at all, and not Roy Lachila, therefore it's possible that even though Reuven used Lashon Achila, it didn't mean that he's only Asa if he ate a Kizayis, and it's as if he was a Mefarish, that my Shvu'ah is even on a Kalshu. But the Nevela Bas Achila, Nevela is something which is Roy Lachila, the Aryeh Huda Revi'a Lovei. The only reason why you can't eat this Nevela is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us not to eat Nevelais. Therefore, it's as if there's a lion that's crouching next to the Nevela, and Lemaisa, since he used Lashon Achila, so it would make sense that it would only be Chayiv if he ate a full Kizayis, and we can't bring a Raya to the Shaila of Rava Benegeya Afar. I didn't taste the deal with Maskel and Nazar Shama Shvuah Shlo Echel Chatzin. I did the Koy Bechatzin Nokad Chatzin. Who had in the Matzal Boy Bechel of Nevela Bechol Adam. And Taisi explains Aval In Lefarish the Nokad Chatzin Meshun to Isbe Tati. That number one Mushba Vay made and number two Vloy Achel Rebeine the Ikel Lemay Matvei the Daite Akolshu. The Amin Nevela Treifa Pashle as the Maisa we Pashu the Shaila of Ashi from the case of Nevela Treifa. And over there it's only Mushba Vay made. And certainly it can be eaten by N. Also, Ayin Ritva, that when the Gemara states, El Tifshe de Boy Rava, Benurid Dafka Hoda Afahu de Boy Lemifshot, Avi Sol Bechatzid Loyamin and Tifshot, but the Gemara didn't ask that we should be patient to Shaila, Benegay Yisrael eating grape seeds, the Ha Mechla Boy de Rav Ashi, Ifshda Dahiba Kazayas, that certainly based on the question of Ashi, we already see that we were patient that Benegay regular Yisrael, the Chiyu would only be Bekazayas, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.